Queer.
Hello, James. Thank you for joining us tonight. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Blair. Yeah, you too. How are you?
We're well. And joining you and me in the studio is Sam, who you know, and Jack, who you've yet to meet, but maybe next time you just might.
It's an exciting thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think you're both roughly about the same age. You certainly both look the same.
Us millennials all
see,
do.
You see, look, that's what you look like, Jack. Do you, that's what I think you look like.
Oh, okay.
I've just shown, James, I've just shown Jack your photo of the cover of, not the cover of the EP, him, but you as Ophelia.
Oh, dear.
And Jack's just...
The same? I mean...
Well, you're both male, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And you both have eyebrows. Very That's impressive true. Eyebrows. Very you cool. both have very, very impressive eyebrows. So you're performing tomorrow night. Unusual to do gigs at the very start of the year when everyone's kind of taking a break.
I know. It's been a hard one because I'm moving to Melbourne in March. So I wanted
Did you
to
get permission for that?
Before now. Yes, I've gotten permission. My mum still doesn't think it's happening. And I don't think my housemates are too happy about it either.
You didn't ask me.
I know, I didn't ask you, Blair. I know, I should have.
Stephen Carmichael moves to Melbourne. You move to Melbourne. The next thing I know, Emma Dean will move to Melbourne. Although I think
don't
she's...
Don't say that.
She's done that.
Actually, I think she's going to move. I think she's going to move to Hobart.
Oh yeah,
she has quite a love affair with Tasmania. So
yeah, well, who doesn't? It's beautiful.
Maybe that's where you'll end up. But anyway, let's talk about tomorrow night at the Milk Factory. What are you going to do, and why?
Well, like I said, we are moving. I am moving in March, so I've only got two more shows left with my band. So this is just kind of like our first one of the year. We've got lots of new songs. We've got a cover, and basically I just wanted a chance to really, really give the band an opportunity to show all the work that they've put in as well. And you know, they've really helped me so much bring all these songs to life. They've never sounded as good. And I just basically want to be doing as much as I can before I go.
Sure. How many in the band, James?
There's five of us all up.
And who's in your band? Let's name them.
Oh, okay, yeah. We have the absolutely incredible Max Lulfit, and he's a drummer. And he's, like, kind of from the heavy metal world. Like, he does a lot of drumming for heavy metal stuff, but he's been a friend of mine since high school, so he was keen to get on board, and he's really amazing. And we have Braxton Neat, and he's the cellist, classical cellist, from the conservatorium. So it's interesting having like, you know, such a mix. We've got a metal drummer, a classical cellist, Tennille West, who does backing vocals. She performs contemporary jazz with like 16 piece, you know, orchestras and horn sections, and mm-hmm. So she's a great jazz singer. And then we also have Kendall Late, and he is an incredible bass guitarist. So he plays double, and but tomorrow night he'll be on just your regular old bass guitar.
Jack is sitting here nodding furiously, so I'm understanding that, Jack, you are endorsing the musical feast that's on tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
See, if you could have only made it in tonight, it could have been, you know, it could have been a love moment between you and Jack.
We would have had two boys with fantastic eyebrows.
That's right, and you would have been both sitting in front of me. Not that Sam does not have fantastic eyebrows. Sam actually has Sam just has fantastic facial hair all over.
And Sam's gone. He's walked out of the studio. All right,
he has lovely everything. Sam's got great eyebrows and great everything. So everyone's got great everything. You're apart from the band, you have someone else performing tomorrow night as well, don't you?
Yes, Lucy Fox.
Tell me more.
So she is a really, really dear friend of mine, and she's an actress, a clown. So she's worked in clowning, and she's trained at Goulier in France. And so that's kind of her world. She is one of the most... She came over today to play me some songs, and she's one of the most incredible storytellers I've ever heard. Like, her songs are just... they just kind of take you on these massive journeys, and like, they're very, to me, they're very reminiscent of, I don't know whether she intends them to be, but they're very folkloric, and there's lots of like gems that I swear are from her past lives. I don't know, but they're really incredible, and she's just got an amazing talent for taking people on a journey.
So what's her instrument, James?
She's just a guitarist. She plays guitar and she sings, and her voice is incredible.
So okay.
She's not to be missed.
So tomorrow night from about 8 o'clock, I believe, at the Milk Factory?
Yeah, 8:30 is when doors are on. So okay. She'll be playing from 9 till 9:30, and then we're on at 10 from 10 till 11.
Big night. Big night out. And of course, your EP has been doing very well.
Yay!
EP is Him. And was it ever about one person, the EP, or is it a conglomeration of hymns, plural?
Now, yeah, it's really interesting. Like, the concept of Him initially is after one of the songs on the EP, which is a track that is kind of about a very specific person, but ended up the idea of the entirety of the EP, which are songs about all different things. You know, there's a couple of them are about lovers, and then a couple of them are about some other things. But for me, the idea of Him was that we kind of go through our lives collecting these experiences with people we love, and have this idea of this great kind of cosmic lover, if you will, and this idea of going through life, and, you know, sometimes it doesn't fit. But I've noticed that, you know, in the partner that I have now, I've seen bits of him in every partner that I've had.
Oh, dear.
The beautiful parts, like the parts that you're attracted to, the parts that you're that make you, you know, furiously passionate, the parts that make you, you know, that tickle your intellect, and finding these parts kind of scattered, isolated in different people, and then coming together in one person, that's kind of this cosmic lover. That's kind of the idea I was going with there.
Okay, fine. Yeah. All right. So we know that this is something rather spectacular that's happening tomorrow night, the 5th of January. We're in the period of Twelfth Night. Now, our query tonight is, and I'm almost afraid to ask this question of you, James, what is the oddest party you have ever been to?
Oh, that's a good one. The oddest party. Well, I'd probably go with, I went to this beautiful Beltane celebration a couple of years back, which was pretty amazing.
Just to let people know, Beltane is one of the Celtic festivals, and you either celebrate it, if it's down under, we should celebrate it at the start of November, or if you follow the dates of calendars, it's the start of May. It's a fire festival, basically.
Yeah, so it was actually the one this year was stranger. It was really beautiful. You walked in, and as you walked in, you were offered a choice of potions for the night that would be your intent. So there was I think there was something like wonder, there was something that like exploration, and so you picked which you wanted to explore that night, and then you'd walk in with that intention. And then the space was decked out, fairy lights everywhere. There was a massive punch bowl which pagans had blessed and had been used, and everyone was able to drink from it. And there were these amazing artists as well that were singing what I thought was going to start to just be like a chant to bring everyone into the space. And then all this electronic music came in behind it, and it became this incredible like electronic music performance. And there was a bower, and you walked into the bower, and there were people giving like five-handed massages with like five different people, and you'd lie down and get a massage.
There was, okay, I think we probably need to go any further. That's probably the oddest party.
Five-handed massages. That's bang for your buck.
Yeah. I don't know why not six.
But
I guess the other hand was probably busy seriously.
Oh, well, I mean, it means that you're able to split, like, that third person between two.
Well, James, thank you so much for staying up past your bedtime, because you are resting for the huge event that's tomorrow night. You can catch James at one of his last ever performances. And I haven't even mentioned the Melt Festival and Head Week, but that's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. I'm not just let it out there. That's going to be your last big stage performances in Head Week and the Angry Inch at the Melt Festival. James, thanks very much. And
thanks so much, Bear.
Chook us for tomorrow night.